Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And again, you know what? A lot of us, self-included, but a lot of the commentators that you listen to, the radio shows, have been hurt tremendously by, you know, what Facebook and Twitter have done with our social media revenues. I mean, you look at what's happening today, even with Facebook. You know, again, I told you the day they marked something that I put up on their website as being fake when it was documented true history. And I'm not talking about history of today, of last week. I'm talking about history as far as how the national anthem came about. And I don't know how we pushed, we allowed them to get that big. And they're still growing like crazy. I don't get it. You guys keep talking about how tough it is and what they're doing to you, yet what are you doing to stop it? What are you doing to push back? They're getting more patrons, more people. On a regular basis, I think they have 2.7 billion people on Facebook. I used to do technology stuff, and about 10 or 12 years ago, I remember talking about how quickly they were approaching 1 billion people. I think it was like 800, 900 million. I said, do you understand how big this is? And now, I think the number is 4.4 billion people. Actually have access to the internet of 4.4 billion. They've got over half the people on the planet are using Facebook. Don't tell me they don't have influence no matter what. And then Zuckerberg's got to decide what's fake information and what isn't. Come on, cut me some, just cut it. Cheryl Atkinson said today the Facebook fact-checked as false the documentary that said it could be possible that the coronavirus came from the Wuhan lab. So Facebook doesn't want you to believe it came from there, so you can't even suggest it did. Who was the fact-checker? Well, the fact-checker was a scientist who worked in Wuhan. That was their fact-checker, right? Remember the old term, fox watching the hen house? Yes, Mr. Fox, did you see anybody get in the chicken coop? It looks like those chickens are in pretty bad shape now. He's like, no, I don't know nothing. I didn't see nobody go in there. I was having my dinner at the time, and I could see nothing. I mean, this is crazy. All right, I guess I have to use the word a little bit, but I'm not talking about it, okay? And you know what I mean by it. So this, you heard Brad Dinkins say that there was a professor at Harvard who was making an argument against homeschooling. This, to me, is the most elitist, dishonest argument you can make about homeschoolers and homeschooling. Homeschoolers do great. For the most part, and I don't mean 51%, I'm talking in the 90s, these kids are great. They learn more than some of our public school kids are learning. It's a different environment. And, frankly, if you're in to parental choice when it comes to education, I mean, it's really funny how the left always is in for woman's choice, except when it comes to how she wants to educate her child. I'll bet you if you had a hardcore left-wing, pink pussy hat-wearing, flaming Democrat female, they would love her right up to the point when she said, but I homeschool my kids. That's it. Life would be over for her. You're either 100% in or you're garbage. So as that virus has made millions of parents across the country homeschool teachers, I mean, think about it, that's what they've become, right? A Harvard law professor wants to make sure this doesn't become the new normal. And she's actively advocating to revoke parents' rights to homeschool kids. She thinks it should go away altogether. A recent piece in Harvard magazine titled, The Risk of Homeschooling. These people are just amazing. Highlights the arguments of Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Barthelay, who argues that the practice of homeschooling is an inherent violation of a child's rights, and it should be banned. This is amazing. Now, Barthelay, the director of the law school's child advocacy program, specifically cites the right to a meaningful education and concerns about potential child abuse due to homeschooling. Right. Because children have never been abused at a public school. They've never been abused at a private school. Right? I mean, tell me about being short-sighted. Anyway. Yeah, she says it keeps them from having a meaningful education. And concerns about potential child abuse due to homeschooling. She argues that current homeschooling laws include very few requirements that parents do anything. Well, that's a lie. She laments that some homeschooling parents are extreme religious ideologues. That's true. This is a problem. That's a lie. According to Barthelay, because children should be introduced to democratic values. So a democratic, godless values, is that what that means? Right? No, seriously. What's really funny is that when it comes to, she says, she goes on to say, because children should be introduced to democratic values, ideas about non-discrimination and tolerance of other people's viewpoints. Does anybody see the hypocrisy here? I mean, have you just seen what I've read to you in your mind as to what the hypocrisy is? You've got to come back to find out. Because it's right in your face. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Come on, get a little... Can I use the 70s term? You guys good with that? Get in the groove. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really, if you think about it. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're hanging with us, all of that. I mean that sincerely. Anyway, we were talking about the beating, if you would, on homeschoolers. And I find it just thoroughly amazing, frankly, that this and the same educators, these wonderfully educated people, are willing to come after you. You would think they'd want a child educated the best way they know how. And I'm constantly hearing about children learning different ways. This is a hypocrisy in the education world. I'm constantly told that children have different ways of learning. We can't have one way of learning. We have to have, you know, various forms and ways of teaching children. And yet this Harvard professor, who wrote an article about the risk of homeschooling, and says that parents shouldn't be allowed to homeschool. Kids shouldn't be allowed to homeschool, no matter how comfortable it makes them, because their parents might be too religious, right? And won't expose them to the world, if you would. She says it's an inherent violation of children's rights and should be, therefore, be banned. Well, what rights is it a violation of? I mean, children's rights to what? To have their parents bring them up the way they ought to be brought up? To bring them up with decent moral values? I mean, she teaches at a school that has Primal Scream Week, a week of open sex in the hallways. It's like an orgy around every corner. This is what she wants it to be okay to teach our kids. See, academia has become like this. Educators have become like this because of us. Notice I put myself in there. Because of you. Parents, me, if you're a conservative and you could have, you should, you might be able to take your place as an educator and you didn't, I'm sorry. This is your fault. As much as it is mine for not pushing on you. Seriously, I'm not joking. 855-ROADSRO, 855-732-5563. If you're calling in and you're having trouble getting through, yeah, don't worry about it. Just keep trying. You know, but I mean, when it comes to this, does she understand what choice? Talking about, hey, what if a child wants to be homeschooled and you're telling them they can't? Isn't that great? And it's unbelievable that she doesn't realize that using government force to ban homeschooling is the exact definition of authoritarianism. Now, she's the director of the law school. Actually, she goes on further. She's the director of the law school's child advocacy program. Specifically, the department that deals with meaningful education. And she's worried about the potential child abuse to homeschoolers. She argues that the homeschooling laws include very few requirements that parents do anything, which is a lie. I told you that before. Now, the professor pushes back on the belief that parents should have absolute rights over what they expose their children to. She doesn't agree with that. They're not even her kids. This is the scariness, the horror, if you would, of the left. They want absolute rights over you and your kids. They will vaccinate you whether you want to or not. They will chip you whether you want it or not. They will give you whatever it is they think you should eat. Now, you've seen governors doing that. They're dictating what you can buy and can't buy at the supermarket. This is the way Democrats think. This is what they believe to be truth. Right? So she pushes back on the belief that parents should have absolute rights. And she argues that banning homeschooling doesn't impede on the very significant rights to raise their children with the beliefs and religious convictions that parents hold. It's not true. Because in public schools, they're not allowed to talk about God, except almost in a hypocritical and laughing way, almost in a ridiculing way. The issue is, do we think that parents should have 24/7 essentially authoritarian control over their children from 0 to 18? Yes! You know why? She thinks it's dangerous. But you know why? It's really simple. I'm responsible for them till they're 18. I'm the one that has to pay when they go to a store and break something. I'm the one that has to go get them out of jail when they do something wrong. I mean, I'm responsible for their clothes. I'm responsible for their food. If you take them away from me because you don't think I'm teaching them right or feeding them right, I got to pay for wherever you put them to take care of them. So you know what? Yes, I get to decide. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're with us. I think it's always dangerous to put powerful people in charge of the powerless and to give the powerful ones total authority, she added. Isn't that what she's doing, though? See, that's the hypocrisy behind all this. She is doing exactly, they do exactly what they say they don't want done. Recent Foundation Director of School Choice, Corey DeAngelis, told Campus Reform that his statement from Barthelet is beyond parody, adding it's unbelievable she doesn't realize that using government force to ban homeschooling is the definition. She's a professor at a college. Anybody awake here? She's one of the most respected people in an environment, in a community. And I believe she's a black female professor at Harvard. Do you not think that she's held in high esteem? And she's exactly what I would call dangerous. She's exactly the problem with the education system today. They're so sure they know more than you. They're so sure they're smarter than you are. They're so sure that they've got it together and you don't. I just find it amazing. You know, I grew up with a lot of guys in the technology world who didn't, the only reason they stepped foot out of college was the party. And some of them are making more money than these teachers are, than these professors are. Those lowlifes that the professors kind of feel that these kids are, they're enjoying life. They're smiling most of the time. They're happy. We'll go to the phones after the break. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says America is getting back to work.
We're opening up America again. 20 states representing 40% of the U.S. population have announced that they're making plans and preparations to safely restart their economies.
The Senate has taken action on another relief package for small businesses and medical aid.
Now let's just get this done. Let's move ahead and get it done for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's frustrated by days of delays before the bill could come to the Senate floor for a vote.
This is a significant package.
Significant because it replenished the drained paycheck protection program for small businesses. Democrats had held out until some of that money was set aside for the smallest of small businesses, as well as funding for hospitals and for coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
No, not. No, we are. We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. Now, there's a bunch of stuff you can update. Give me your email address, whatever it is you want to do, however it is you want to do it. But sincerely and really, you should download the app to your phone. If you can't listen to it over the radio, you can at least listen to it over the app. You can. There's so much you can do with the app in getting the show and calling the show, sending an email, doing whatever you want to do while the show's actually live. And then once it's not live, if you still want to grab something, there's a list of shows, what I like to call my classic shows. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, let's pick up Ed in Washington. Ed in Washington State. A frequent caller. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I was listening to you about this homeschooling. And the biggest thing is these teachers have put themselves in a position where they can't be criticized like they used to be when the parents used to hire the teacher every year. They don't want to lose their jobs. And in regards to homeschooling, they have to be certified for teaching the curriculum of each state. And the kids also have to pass the tests that are required.
Well, they are put under different rules. Like, I don't know what it is in Washington, but in California, the parents do not have to be certified for that. However, they do have to pass online tests and certain criteria and what have you. And not only that, I know that most homeschoolers, when it comes to the harder subjects, like science, and that they need a lab of some kind, they usually pool resources and either go to the local community college or they hire an actual science teacher to come in and teach that particular class. So it's not.
So this is all a workable solution.
Oh, well, it is.
Public schools is not doing.
Bingo.
Gee,
bingo, you're exactly right.
Huh?
Ed. You are actually using your brain cells to make a decision, which a lot of people aren't doing. I applaud you for that. I wish more people would do that.
So do I.
You know?
one quick thing.
Go ahead.
You know, what bothers me, and I talked to another talk show host, and he didn't have any clue. These three major processors that are owned by the Chinese, I would have thought that would have not been allowed. We would allow them to be you know, to buy our products, but never to have such a demonstrative economic and financial interest in our country. Because that just doesn't make sense. And one person said, well, you have investors and all that. We have investors from England. I said, but they don't hold the same value of their own people and population that we do. Yep. Those people like England, they hold, they're an alliance group with us. They hold our same values, so we allow them. But we should have never allowed China to come in and make all those appropriations. They can be a customer. We welcome all customers, you know, to purchase our product, but they should have never been given that authority to purchase those main companies. And from what I've seen, they pack their workers in like sardines and ignoring all the proper protocols in regards to the virus.
Don't get me started on. First of all, when they got most favored status, it was a big, major problem, and they were allowed to do what they were doing. I mean, they're lending us money. You don't bite your lender in the hand, right? I mean, that's number one. It's just amazing to me. And think about how deep they've gotten into our society, threatening to hold back our drugs. Well, how did that happen? It happened because it happened because all these crooked politicians allowed all the contracts to go over there. And you're up in Washington State, I believe, and you probably remember the hearing about or seeing the earthquake in San Francisco when part of the Oakland Bridge fell. And yep. Here it is. They're offering, you know, big bucks to get that bridge up and running quickly. In these United States of America, we didn't have or we couldn't provide the steel needed at the right price. So what happened? China provided us the steel. They made the girders, made the beams, put them on a boat, shipped them over here. And apparently it was cheaper to do that than it was to make the steel here. That's a problem.
Yeah,
right?
That,
and that's a major problem.
Okay. The one problem with that was a government job. Okay, and I would like the survey prevailing wage removed because that cost each one of city, county, and state, when we pay for it, 50% more of labor costs that are induced in all of our government projects that we could not, as taxpayers, not have to pay.
Well, I think Trump is dealing with some of these things
about that. If you know anything about it, it's put in by the 1950s at the federal level by the Democrats to exclude anyone from bidding on an open contract so they could exclude certain amount of contractors that would give them payback in regarding their votes.
No, you're
anyway.
Listen, you're close. I mean, listen, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your call very much.
Okay.
Ed covers a wide range of things, but here's the deal. He's exactly right about a couple of things. One is these PLAs, right? And it's where you have to, technically, you have to pay prevailing wage to the contractors coming in to do work on public projects. Well, here's the problem with that. We're told in every other area that we're supposed to take the lowest qualified bid. Well, I'd like to know what qualified seems to be a subjective word. I mean, seriously. So, you know, President Trump's coming back and going, now, wait a minute. You can't just take the lowest bid. China's always going to be the lowest bid because they're subsidized by the government. You know, France, in some cases, is always going to be the lowest bid because they're subsidized by the government. And I've had this argument with my conservative friends since I've been on the radio, which is a long time now. And, you know, my argument with them has always been the same, which is you cannot, you know, you talk about free enterprise. It is not free enterprise. It's not free bidding. It's not capitalism. When I'm bidding against a competitor in China who needs to come in below my bid, so he looks to the government gives him money to make up. How is that a competitive bid unless we start doing it? So I loved, this is what I love. I love the fact that what's going to end up happening is if Trump gets his way, it's going to be lowest qualified bidder in this country. That simple. And like some of the schools do, we do it at my school district, we pre-qualify bidders and vendors. And I think the government should do the same thing with people outside the country, with companies outside the country. Pre-qualify them. Make sure they're clean. Make sure they're not tied to the government. They're not part of the government entity / agency. And maybe we should do what Mexico does, where you can't, you know, you don't have people that aren't nationals or citizens of this country owe property here. I don't know. How do you stop them from doing it? China has, you guys don't realize, the extraordinary hold that China has on this country. And on the politicians. When you think about it, look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden's got rich because of China. Are you serious? And if you deny that, there's something wrong with your head. You are not playing with a full deck. I'm not afraid to say it. It's the truth. When it comes to vaccinations, when you know, there are some people that believe that vaccinations are no problem, not an issue. Everybody should get them, the whole nine yards. I'm going to go back to what I always say, and I've said it to doctors, and they can't answer my doctors can't answer the question. If you have a vaccination against something, I don't care what it is. Let's say it's the 2020 flu. And you get the 2020 flu, I want my money back. Well, that's because Johnny and Frank, who you ran into in the restaurant, they didn't have the vaccination. Yeah, but when I got the vaccination, you told me this would keep me from getting the flu. If you had said to me, that'll keep you from getting the flu, as long as everybody you run into doesn't also gets the shot, I wouldn't get it. Why bother? This is simple common sense. This is not above your head. Have to have a college degree to understand. You have to have, you know, I used to have a pastor years ago, and his favorite saying was, you have to hire somebody to help you screw that up, to not understand it. I thought it was a great line. And it's the same thing here. These people come up with stuff, and the average voter, the average Joe, if you would, scratches his head and says, well, you know, he's a doctor, he's a PhD, and yes, he knows better than we do. No, there is a such thing as book smart stupid. Book stupid. You know, you have street smarts. Some of these guys are so educated, they can't come back to Earth. Nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I get off on these tangents. I'm sorry. I'll come back. I promise. Come with me, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and be involved, be engaged, seriously. Right? I told you it'd be a whole hour without the coronavirus. I mean, there's so much more going on, right? And Ted Cruz weighed in on this one, which I totally agree with him. He called the piece barbaric, myopic, and definitely unconstitutional, which is so true. Matter of fact, if the woman would go back and actually look at what the Founding Fathers had in mind when it came to education, she'd pass out. You guys, see, I hate doing this because I run into some of you when I do this on the show, and it just kind of hurts my heart sometimes, okay? When I tell you about things that our Founding Fathers said, didn't, wanted, and you still have no clue, go look it up on your own. They wanted the precepts and principles of the Bible taught in public school. That's what they wanted. So when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them always talk about what our Founding Fathers wanted, you can't cherry pick. You can't choose or pick and choose what you decide the founding fathers wanted, didn't want, and when you realize what they did want, you want to ignore it, you can just ignore it and think it's okay. No, actually, it's not. Just saying. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of good stuff. Let me see, what else have we got? I have so many good stories that I want to get to. And again, I know I won't get to all of them, and I'm okay with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nobody knows where, you know, Kim Jong-un's health issue. Everybody's got, like, you know what? I understand his sister is extremely, like, liberal-ish or liberal-leaning. That he appreciates and understands West viewpoints, or Western viewpoints, I should say. Right? So, maybe we would be better off with her. You know, I love the Democrats. Think about what the Democrats are doing right now with the VP picks. They're actually excited that the VP is thinking about Stacey Abrams. I mean, anybody heard Stacey Abrams? Everybody knows Stacey Abrams? Have you heard her speak? She is on and in a whole different planet. Can you imagine? Think about it. I'm sorry to say it. I don't believe if Biden got elected, if Biden got elected, I don't believe he'd make it through his term. And you'd have President Stacey? Are you serious? And listen, the right does it too. I get in so much trouble with our people because this is my argument on the right. I always say the same. You cannot just put somebody up because they have an R in front of their name. It's really that easy. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we've gotten, on the right, we've gotten so ideological, too, at times, that we think just because somebody's a Republican, he's the best person for the job. I am sorry, that's not true. Seriously, not true. And I want an American. I want the right person to do the job. In most cases, for me, yes, it is a Republican. But on the Dem side, no matter what you've done well, no matter what you've done that's good, right? And no matter how many people you've saved, families you've saved, anything on those lines, they don't care. You got to go. Just amazing. Oh, God, you got to love it. Stacey Abrams. My God, my skin would start to crawl. I mean, we'd be... You'd be better off getting Michelle Obama. At least he, I don't know. At least she knows what I hear about before. At least she knows where the rooms are in the White House. She won't walk into the wrong ones, you know? So a point was made, and don't you love it when I run through these stories? A point was made earlier that... we can't go to Christian churches. Has anybody checked on your local mosques? And again, I'm not suggesting that they're purposely breaking the law. Don't mean that at all. But I wonder if anybody is calling the police on the mosques. And don't tell me the mosques aren't having events, because I know of some that are. I have driven by some where the parking lot's full. So you know something's happening in there. But unlike others, left-leaning Americans, I'm okay with that. Let them decide. In their churches, let them decide. If that's where they need, or in their mosques, I'm sorry. And even churches and synagogues, you decide whether you should be in there or not. You decide and you work at making sure that you keep the distance you need to keep. Right? But they're not saying anything about it. They're not doing anything with it, are they? The New York Times, the MSNBC... even the Democrats, they're still off limits for some reason. And I don't get it. You'll never see any of that. You won't see them when they're praying in the streets in some of the bigger cities. You won't see that on the news. I'm begging some of you to go do that, find it out, get back to me. When you think of all the nasties going on, look, they protect the Muslims, they protect the Chinese, they protect the illegals. You can go to jail for not wearing a mask. You really can. I don't know how you turn that around. I really don't. I don't know how you turn that around and get people to understand really what's going on. I've tried. God knows I've tried from this seat anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know this letter? This Michigan Governor Whitmer, she really needs some psychiatric care. Even before I call her out as being a Democrat, she's just really, really sick. She sends a letter to the frontline healthcare workers accusing them of racism, even if they don't realize it. Right? Somehow, because it's in their DNA. Funny, you want to talk about science. None of this racism stuff is true. It's not ingrained in us. We're not born with it. And even if you look at the numbers, when you look at the incidents of racism and all that other stuff, not stuff they call racism, mind you. Because remember, when we didn't agree with Barack Oblamo, we were racists. So I think in the efforts to put herself on top of Joe Biden's list of VP choices, Michigan's Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she's been working on making herself famous by imposing the most draconian measures on her citizens. From demanding that stores in Michigan prohibit the sale of non-essential items like, American flags. God, she's sick. Seeds for spring gardens. And home improvement. I mean, does she actually sit there and go through this list and decide? It's just amazing. Now, she threatened Michiganders with arrest. That's right. Let's let out the criminals, the sex offenders. Nobody's been upset about that. In Los Angeles, in Los Angeles County, California as a whole, New York's doing the same thing. Wonderful. These states are working hard to keep you safe. So, and you'll go to jail. If you buy spring garden seeds, you can go to jail. Can you imagine being arrested for buying the American flag? I would love to be arrested for buying the American flag. That would be wonderful. I would pay money. Well, I wouldn't have to pay money to be arrested for buying the American flag. Right? She's got to be the most iron-fisted, Nazi governor that we have. Because that's true Nazism. She's going to decide what you can eat, what you can buy, what you can fly, what you can't fly, where you can go, when you can go, how long you can stay. She is dictating every aspect of your life. And you voted her in. Again, I have nothing when it comes to sympathy for you. You voted her in. But last week, over 15,000 Michigan residents, they traveled to Lansing, Michigan, to protest the governor's draconian lockdown. Her response was to mock the protesters. Listen, Governor, I hope that they walk hard and long and many precincts to take you out. Because you're one of those people. You're one of those elected officials that are full of themselves. You're one of those elected officials who feels you were elected by the people to tell them what to do. It doesn't work that way. That's why it's called a representative government. You represent the people. You're supposed to do what's best for them based on what they want, what is good for their community. Because if you heard millions of times, New York City is nothing like a small town in Oklahoma or Texas or something like that. That's why it's a representative government and not a dictatorship, not Democrats. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I may do the Matt Walsh interview about Jesus. Would Jesus vote for Trump? Hey, I'll say yay. We'll talk more about that inside the break.